Ki mitzion tetzei Torah, udvar Hashem, miYerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Zamira Ozarowski from Mitzpah Yericho, and today we'll be learning about the second bracha of Shmona Esrei, the bracha of Gvurot. We'll start today's talk with a mashal, a parable. Rachel and Moshe Cohen were a young couple whose seven-year-old son, Chaim, was sick with an extremely rare disease. After many, many months of waiting, the Cohens managed to get a 10-minute appointment to speak to the top specialist in the field to see if he might be willing to perform a very, very complicated surgery on their son. Now, if the parents would come into this meeting with the assumption that this important doctor would be way too busy to take on the case, or if they weren't really sure that this doctor had the ability to cure their son, they might not present themselves properly or have a very effective meeting. In order to appeal to this doctor in the best possible way, Rachel and Moshe would need to make sure to give themselves a pep talk beforehand, reminding themselves of three important points before beginning their request. Number one, that there is a reason why this doctor might actually want to help them. They would remind themselves of the fact that Rachel's grandfather saved this doctor's father's life many, many years ago, and so he feels indebted to them. Number two, that this doctor is the top specialist in the field. He has healed hundreds of people with the same disease, some in the most miraculous of ways. He truly does have the ability to cure their son. And number three, that this doctor is the only one who can help. No one else has the skills or the experience able to do this complicated surgery. Once they've reminded themselves of these three facts, they'll be able to focus all of their energy into entreating the surgeon as passionately as possible, and the results of the meeting will probably be much more successful. The same is true with the Shmona Esrei and with tefillah in general. There's a very famous Gemara in Brachot which explains the structure of the Shmona Esrei. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rishonot Domeh Le'eved Shemsader Shevach Lefnei Rabo. Rabbi Chanina says you can divide the Shmona Esrei into three sections. During the first section, one is like a servant who arranges praise before his master. Emsayot Domeh Le'eved Shemavakish Pras Mirabo. During the middle section, one is like a servant who makes requests of his master. Achronot Domeh Le'eved Shekibel Pras Mirabo. During the final section, one is like a servant who has been granted his requests and is now taking leave of his master. To put it simply, the first section is praise, the second is requests, and the third is thanksgiving. According to the Gemara, before we can begin asking Hashem for all the things that we need, we must first praise Him. And in fact, this is what we do. In this bracha of Gvurot, we talk about how amazing Hashem is. Ata gibor liolam Hashem, we focus on all Hashem's Gvurot, the strength and the power that Hashem has. The fact that He is Mechayim Etim, can resurrect the dead. He is Mashiv Aruach Morid HaGeshem. He makes the wind blow and the rain fall. He is Somech Noflim, Rofei Cholim, Matir Asurim. He supports the fallen, heals the sick, releases those who are bound. We go on and on with praise to Hashem. But this idea of preceding our request with praise always bothered me. It sounds like the Gemara is saying that we need to butter Hashem up so that we can get on His good side, and then He'll be more willing to give us what we want. And that seems rather absurd. But I think, based on the story we discussed above, we can understand this Gemara from a completely different perspective. As we begin our Shmona Esrei, we can't just jump into asking our personal requests. Why? Because we wouldn't do it effectively. Because we don't yet believe in the power of our tefillah. Like a servant before his master, or like a family member before the top specialist in the world, we need to take a few minutes preparing and reminding ourselves of three critical points. Number one, avot. As you learned yesterday, we need to remind ourselves that our relationship with Hashem goes back many, many generations. Hashem is constantly looking out for us because of Zchut Avot. He remembers all the chesed our Avot have performed, and He owes us one in their merit. There is a reason why He might actually want to help us out. Number two, Gvurot, the focus of today's talk. We need to spend time praising Hashem, not in order to butter Him up, but to remind ourselves of how all-encompassing Hashem's power is. Nothing we ask is too hard for Him. He has the ability to turn over the world to help us. It is worthwhile to pour out our hearts to Him because despite how desperate our situation might seem, and sometimes we really feel like there is no hope, we have to remember that He really and truly can fix whatever problems we're going through. Number three, Kedusha, which we'll focus on more tomorrow. We go on to remind ourselves that not only does Hashem have the ability to grant us all our requests, He's actually the only one who can. He is Kadosh. He is separate, removed, in a different realm than any other being in the entire universe. Only once we are sure that these ideas are all crystal clear in our heads, only then are we properly prepared to pour out our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is this very real tefillah, requests that are made with a real, real belief that they can and will be granted, that will be the most effective type of tefillah. Thank you for learning together.